1. Begin transmission.
Wehill, it is, once again, 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this extremely dubious goals committee. And I'm sitting here watching some crazy stuff that I'll tell you about in a minute as I drink my tea. It's so delicious. Oh, I gotta tell you, I am tired. I had to wake up to amazing noise again, once again today, as if I haven't had enough of this in the last 30 days. So apparently my chimney is kind of falling apart, and I had to call in a mason to do some tuck pointing. We've discussed this, and you know how much I like to say tuck pointing. And so, what happened this morning at 8 a.m., a mere 4 hours after I went to sleep? That's right. The mason showed up with his crew and they started banging and bashing on my chimney. And what you need to know is that I sleep with my head all of 3 meters away from my fireplace. And so all that sound and noise traveled down through the chimney, out of the fireplace, into my ears. And so, yeah, not a lot of sleeping today. And now they're gone because it's so hot that they can't work in the afternoon. It's a good 97 degrees out here today. What is that in metric, like 36 or 37 degrees? It's ridiculously hot. And so that means they're coming back tomorrow morning to do some more damage. Plus, I have found out that my trees need to be trimmed, and I've got a tree in the backyard that needs to be taken down. And that's going to be loud, and a lot of noise, and a lot of money, and I don't want to know anything about it. So what am I doing today? Well, right now I'm just sort of sitting here watching TV. And I was watching videos on YouTube of strange animals. First, I was watching, what was I watching? I can't remember. Tanuki. I was watching Tanuki videos. And some people have Tanukis as pets, and I was watching some lady with her pet Tanuki, and it was hilarious, and she was feeding him sweet potatoes and plantains and stuff, and he was digging it. Then I started watching Binturong videos. And there was this binturong he was hanging upside down and eating snacks. And then I started watching rabbit videos. I watched Flemish giant rabbits just flopping around doing hilarious things. If you can imagine a 10-kilo rabbit, that's what a Flemish giant is. Just the biggest rabbit you can imagine. And then YouTube suggested a video about Rabbit Island for me. And I first heard about Rabbit Island about a year ago. Snowdusk told me about Rabbit Island in Japan. And I think I might have mentioned it before, but there's this island in Japan that during the war, they were doing poison gas research. And so they evacuated all the civilians from the island. And then after the war, they, you know, shut down the poison gas plant. And then the island was uninhabited, except for these rabbits. Now, there seems to be some debate as to where the rabbits came from. Some people think that they were rabbits left over from the abandoned poison gas lab. Some people think that the rabbits were introduced. But what you need to know is that there are rabbits on this island, and this island has no predators, so the rabbits just reproduce wantonly. And there's so many of them that it's crazy. And you can go there. It's a big tourist destination. I'm jealous of Snowdusk because he actually got to go to Rabbit Island. And these rabbits are not afraid of people. Because there's no predators, they've never learned predatory fear. And so they see humans and they get excited. They will run towards you because they know that the humans have food. So I watched a video about Rabbit Island, and the rabbits were really cute. And then YouTube suggested another video for me about Cat Island in Japan. And so I had to watch all about Cat Island. Then, of course, there was another suggested video about Fox Village in Japan, and I love foxes, so I had to watch that. And now I'm watching some video of some lady. Is she eating breakfast? What's she doing? But apparently she keeps foxes. She has an adult fox, and she's got two babies, and the babies are running around on the floor being crazy and attacking each other and having fun. I don't know what species of fox this is. This is not Vulpes vulpes. This is a different kind of fox. I don't know if this is an Arctic fox or what, but these babies are white and they have gray and black splotches on them. And the mommy fox, or maybe it was the daddy, is like black with some white points and, you know, like gray guard hairs. Beautiful, beautiful animals. So today, I'm mostly hanging out watching animal videos. I'll probably watch some pachinko later. The other good news is that I got my car back. My car had to go back into the shop again for the fifth time in like 2 months for the same problem. And I just got it back. I got it back about an hour ago. And I'm happy because it works, and it works good, and we'll see how good it works before it fails again. Although I'm kind of thinking that it won't, because took it to the shop. The guys hooked it up to the computer. They read the codes off of it and got the same sort of codes, you know, basically spark plug codes, from different cylinders, because they swapped some spark plugs to see what would happen, to see what different codes would pop. And so finally, yeah, they determined that it was the spark plugs. And when they took the spark plugs out, they noticed that they were not the kind of spark plugs recommended by the manufacturer. In fact, these were cheap, crappy spark plugs that should not even go into this type of car at all. Now, this is shocking and surprising to me because those spark plugs, those cheap, junky spark plugs, the guy said they'd never even heard of the brand. And I said, well, yeah, I can believe that. These spark plugs were actually put in by the dealer. Back in April, I took my car to the dealer. They said, oh, it's the spark plugs. They put in these super bad, cheap, crappy spark plugs. And that's why they failed about a month later, and that's why my car has been crappy for the last couple months. Apparently, it says right there on the door panel, you know, inside of the door panel, to use good spark plugs. It says in the manual to use good spark plugs. The dealer who works entirely on my make of car, Hyundai, should have known better than to put in these crappy, crappy spark plugs. But that's what they did. And so the new guys, the guys who I took my car to, you know, local mechanics franchise, it's actually pretty good. They saw that and just went, here's the problem. They took out the crappy spark plugs, put in some expensive, great spark plugs. And now the car is running fine. And the best part of it is they didn't charge me for labor. They only charged me for the spark plugs, which are expensive. They're $82 for, you know, four spark plugs. It's $20 a spark plug. But I'm glad that it's fixed, and I will remember in the future to tell people to only replace the spark plugs with the bestest, expensivest kind. So I've got my car back, and I'm kind of happy. And now in this video that I'm watching, they brought the mommy in from outside, and the mommy fox is chasing the baby foxes around, and it's pretty fun, and there's a dog in the house and everything. This is an amazing looking fox. The mother fox is black. She's got like black legs, black face, but then her butt is kind of white and tail is black with a white tip on the tail, and the tail is very fluffy. But the body hair is kind of short. And a beautiful looking animal. Just an incredible looking animal. And she's having fun running around chasing a fox baby. One of the fox babies has a cat toy and is dragging it around. And it's very interesting to all the other animals in the house. I'm trying to figure out what's going on in this house. We've got the mommy fox and two babies. Plus we got the dog. I was thinking, oh, it would be fun to have a cat in this house too. And the house that these people are living in is very rustic and has wooden floors. And the baby foxes try to run and they slip on the floor and it's funny. Oh, look how cute all the animals are. Oh, it's so nice. And this little baby fox the size of a kitten is underneath a bar stool and having fun. And, you know, doing foxy attacks on mommy and wagging her tail. Oh, it's sliding around on the slippery floor. Oh, it's so fun to be a fox inside. Oh, it's so cute. Animals are so cute and so fun. Look at that little fox. It says, yeah, 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 yeah. Now I want to have baby foxes in my house. Oh, look how cute they are. I wonder what Pippa would think of having a baby fox friend in the house. Oh, that might be crazy. Yeah, so I'm hot. And I'm itchy, and I'm breaking out in bumps. I wasn't even outside all that long. I know better than to go outside today, but I did have to go to get my car. So my dad came to pick me up. I got in his car, which was air-conditioned. We went out there to the car place. We were there for like 5 minutes. Then I got in my car, which is a black car. Black exterior, black interior, which had been sitting in the sun for a while. Oh, and I got in, and it must have been at least 120 degrees in my car. Instant pain, instant allergic reactions, and I'm trying to crank the air conditioning not even doing anything. And you know, it took me 5 minutes to drive home, and just in that time I got cooked. I was baking. I've been sitting here now for, I don't know, almost half an hour. I'm counting the massive urticaria on my arms. 1, 2, 3, 4. This one's huge. This one's a centimeter in diameter. Oh, man. I cannot take the heat. The heat is not good. Oh, and look at this baby fox flopping around on the ground. Oh, it's so funny. Oh, I've got to play. Oh, I do like foxes. I'm trying to think. Have I seen any foxes this year? I don't remember. We're about halfway through the year. Saw a lot of foxes last year, but we can't even go out. I hope we have a nice, cool autumn so that we can go out and look for foxes and stuff. I know that I did find some fox poop the last couple times I was at Herrenhaven. And the last time I was at Herrenhaven was sort of in turtle egg-laying season. And I saw a lot of signs of what looked like foxes digging, looking for turtle eggs. So I think the foxes are there. The foxes are at Herrenhaven. I just can't find them. Okay, so what are we doing now? Now, in the video, we're going into these people's backyards. And, oh, look, there's the babies. And there's other foxes running around in this backyard that has an exceptionally high fence. So the foxes can't get out, apparently. Oh, look how cute those babies are. Oh, they just want to play, and they want to be petted up. And they're so nice. They're so cute and so wacky. All those baby foxes are so nice. Look at them. Look at their fluffy butts. Oh. Animals are great. Animals are so fun. Yeah, I was watching those giant rabbit videos too, and I was laughing. Because, you know, when you have a giant rabbit, you can take it out for a walk. And then people see it and they go, "What the hell is that thing?" "Oh, it's my giant rabbit." And I was thinking that would be fun. Walk around, take your giant rabbit to the dog park, and let your giant rabbit mess with dogs. That's funny. That's just good comedy. I watched the Bin Turong videos too, and that was fun. And I thought that would be another good animal to take to a dog park. Bin Turong. That would be fun. But of course, my dream animal to take to a dog park is, of course, a cheetah. I would love to show up at the dog park with my cheetah and just let it run loose. Go get those dogs. Go eat those chihuahuas. Oh, I hate little yappy dogs. So that's why I want a large cat, so I can feed it small dogs. Is that rude? Yeah, that's kind of rude. I like dogs, don't get me wrong. They're okay. I just like cats more. Cats. Your number one predatory animal. Oh. Let me flop over here. Here we go. Here's a better position to be in. Ooh. My hip is a little weird. I did not sleep well because of all of the construction. And at one point in time, it must have been around 10:30, I fell back asleep. I don't know if the guys took a break or went to lunch or what. But I did manage to fall asleep, and I slept for about an hour, maybe a little bit longer. But I slept in a weird position. I slept on my side, and apparently I had my legs sticking out or something, and that put some strain on my hip. And so since I was so tired, I slept soundly for that hour and 15 minutes or so, and I sort of exacerbated my hip issue, which isn't all that bad. It's just sort of annoying. But I'm tolerable. I'm doing good. So now in this video, apparently they're talking to the lady who runs, what is this, a fox sanctuary? It doesn't look like a fox farm. But there's all these big pens and there's foxes running around. Ooh, it's pretty cool. Some really lovely animals, too. I'm kind of wondering where this is. Where is it, and can I go there? I want to go to the fox farm. I want to see some fox buddies. I want to see some little baby foxes. I want to say hello to the little babies. Hello, babies. So I'm kind of wondering what videos I should watch next. What are some of my other favorite animals? Well, capybaras are pretty cool. But I've seen a lot of capybara videos. Maybe I'll watch some more. Who knows? Yeah, I started out watching lionhead rabbits. If you've never seen a lionhead rabbit, they're absolutely hilarious. And then I moved on to those giant rabbits. Oh, they're so big. Yeah, it's hard to picture in your mind like a 10-kilo rabbit Imagine a 20-25 pound rabbit. That's a rabbit as big as a dog. You know, a small dog, like a Shetland sheepdog, right? Imagine a rabbit that big. They're so funny. Even when I just think about them, I laugh and laugh and laugh. Wow, here's two more foxes. This girl is just feeding these foxes. They're climbing up on her leg and they're begging for food. And one of them is like brindle and one of them is white. One of them kind of looks like a tanuki. It's got tanuki coloring. And this other one is like a ghost, but it's not like an Arctic fox. It's not like an albino. It's just like a gray fox. And he's very nice. And I wonder if that gray fox is the father of those babies. Because he's got the same coloration. The same coloring. Whew. Oh, here's a fox hiding in the ground in a burrow. And as soon as the girl gets in proximity, the fox sticks his head out and the fox sees the girl. And oh, we gotta play now. And now the fox has to play and get his tummy rubbed. Oh, look at that nice fox. Look at that nice kitsune. And now he got spooked and he ran away. And now he's going to play with the other fox. And look at that den. Look at that nice deep hole. And that's fun. Oh, I know what I'm going to look up next. I'm going to look up another animal that lives in a hole. I like wombats. I'm a huge fan of wombats. And if you've never actually seen a wombat, get online and look them up right now, because you will laugh. Wombats are just these sort of, I don't even know how to describe what they look like. They're pretty big. They can get big. And we're talking, you know, 15 to 20 kilos potentially, maybe even bigger. So like 30 or 40 pounds, they can get big. And they're really cute, and they're really furry, and they're funny looking. They're very kind of goofy looking. And they burrow. And they are nocturnal, and they only technically come out at night. So if you're in Australia, or, you know, New Zealand, do they have wombats in New Zealand? I'm not sure. Yeah, go look for some wombats at night. If you are not there, go online and look up pictures of wombats. You will laugh. They are just the funniest looking thing ever. And they're super cute. And I don't know all that much about them, to be perfectly honest. I don't know what they eat. I think they're herbivores. They're not predators. They don't run real fast. So it's not like they're going to chase their food down. But they are absolutely hilarious. I've always enjoyed wombats. Wombats were probably my first favorite exotic animal. When I first heard of wombats when I was a child, I was very curious. I can't remember how it came about, but I heard the word wombat. And I asked somebody what it was, and all they could tell me, oh, it's an animal. I'm like, okay, yeah, but... And of course, when I was a kid, this was pre-World Wide Web, and so trying to find a picture of a wombat to see what they looked like was difficult. Had to go to the library, the city library, not my school library, because my school library didn't have jack. And the encyclopedias that my family owned didn't have pictures. They described the wombat. There was an article about wombats, tell you all about them, but not what they look like. Finally, I got to see a wombat, and I laughed. And I thought, okay, that's the funniest animal ever. Nothing funnier than a wombat. And they're very nice. And I like them. So, yeah, I have this list of animals that I really like that, you know, I don't get to see around here. Wombat, binturong, tanuki. These are all animals that I have not seen in real life. And normally I would add red panda to that, but I have actually seen red pandas in real life. Saw him at the zoo. Saw him at the Washington, D.C., the National Zoo, whatever that's called. I can't remember. But yeah, when I was a kid, we made a big trip to Washington, D.C. one summer because my dad had to give a paper somewhere in that vicinity. So we made it a working vacation. I got to see, you know, the Smithsonian Institute, the National Zoo. That was the first time I saw bald eagles, too. And I have since seen bald eagles in the wild because bald eagles are coming back. But when I was a kid, they were endangered and almost died out. But we saved them. And when I was at the National Zoo, I got to see pandas. Real live pandas. And not only did I see pandas, I saw red pandas. And that's when I learned what red pandas were. And I said to myself, okay, that is a cool animal. Red pandas are awesome. Red pandas are also known as fire foxes. And I've got my plush red panda toy right here, almost in arm's reach. I can almost touch it. It's 15 centimeters away from my fingertips. I like red pandas. They're pretty cool. I remember watching them when I was a kid, watching them in the zoo running up and down these logs. And one guy was sleeping and one guy was trying to wake him up and let's play. And it was funny. Red pandas, very cool. Giant pandas, also very cool. Giant pandas are an amazing, amazing animal. And I was fascinated. Fascinated by the giant pandas. But I was slightly more amazed by the red pandas. And I was like, yeah, it looks like a raccoon. And at one point in time, biologists were thinking that raccoons and red and pandas were closely related. But they have since changed their mind. I was reading about that not too long ago. And I don't remember exactly what the deal is. And then it's super technical and it's, you don't need to know. You don't need to hear me tell you. If you really want to know, you can look that up. Because I can't remember. As a matter of fact, maybe I should look that up now. Well, in a few minutes. So I can remember, know myself. Do I need to know? I'm curious. I'm very curious. I do like wacky animals. They're all so fun. And at one point in time, I was thinking about putting together a list of what I call real-life Pokemon. And then I would, you know, have animals on it like the red panda and Tanuki, Binturong, Tamandua. Ever seen a Tamandua? The come at me, bro, freaky animal? Yeah, that's a real-life Pokemon. And so are Lionhead Brabbits. What other real-life Pokemon are there? Oh, Kinkajou. Kinkajou is a real-life Pokemon. And what's that other... Oh, what's that thing called? It's got a ringy tail and... I don't know. Have you ever seen a mouse lemur? The world's smallest lemur? That's a real-life Pokemon. Mandarin ducks are probably real-life Pokemon. Harlequin ducks. Not a lot of birds are real-life Pokemon, but Harlequin ducks, definitely. And what's that other big, tall bird that had the funny crest on it? I don't remember the name of that bird. That was weird, too. And I wish I could think of it, but even if I did, it would be too late to tell you. Why? Because we have run out of time once again. It is time for me to tell you that you have been listening to the Dubious Wacky Animal Real Life Pokemon Dubious Committee. A show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I gotta go get back to my animal videos, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.